Hello?
Hi, I have a new claimant on the line, Janita Carson.
Okay, and then is her phone number the 205 number?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay, thank you. You can transfer them through.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, hello, Janita.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Janita. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depot Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, Janita, I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Yes, all right. Let me try to make this quick here for you. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What was your date of diagnosis? When was this?
Of April 2018.
April 2018?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. April...
April 14, 2018, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. Okay, so for the date of diagnosis, I have April 14th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, Jonita, what is your date of birth?
6/5/93.
Okay, so for your date of birth, I have 6/5/1993.
Mm-hmm.
Got it, okay. Let me see here. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depot Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depot Provera?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depot Provera?
It was always Depot Provera.
Got it. Okay. Did you use Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you use Depot Provera after 1992?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depot?
January 2014.
January of the year 2014. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I do need to put a day on here. What day would you like me to put?
You could put any day. I just remember it was January 2014.
Okay. Do you remember if it was like at the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, or the end of the month?
It was between the middle.
Between the middle? Okay. So for the start date, if it's okay with you, I'll put January 15th, 2017. Does that sound about right?
You said 2017?
Yes. 1/15/2017. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
It was in 2014, though, but you could...
Oh, did I say 20...
Yes.
Oh, you're right. I don't know why I said 2017. Okay, so you started using it in January 15 of 2014, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, sorry about that. And then when did you stop using Depot?
April, when I got diagnosed, April 2018.
Okay. So, you stopped taking it when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so for the stop date that you stopped using it, I have April 14th, 2018. Does that sound about right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, 4/14/2018. Okay, let me see here. Got it. Okay. Now, Jonita, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. Okay. And then your first name is Jonita, spelled J-O-N-N-I-T-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
No.
No? Okay. And then last name is Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Are there any suffixes in your name like junior, the second, or the third, or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Jonita, what's your social?
419-411-282.
Okay, let's see if I got that correct. You said 419-411-282?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then your primary contact email, is it jonitacarson62@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then is this your primary phone number, the 205-563-4609?
Yes.
It is? Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Is that phone number a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone? Okay. Do you prefer that we contact you via a call, a text, or email?
You could text me.
Text you is better? Okay.
It really don't matter.
It don't matter? Okay. No, that's okay. When is the best time to reach you if we need to get in contact with you? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
In the morning.
In the morning? Got it. Okay. And then, Jonita, what is your address at the moment?
4523 Edward Street.
Edward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Edward Street.
Yes, with an S at the end.
Okay. Edward Street, Brighton, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. So I have 4523 Edwards Street, Brighton, Alabama, 35020?
Yes.
Okay, is this an apartment or a house?
House.
A house?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Let me see. And then, Jonita, for this part, do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
I think. Let me see. I think his name was Dr. Carter Harsh.
Let me see. Doctor Carter Harsh. Okay, and then Carter is spelled C-A-R-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harsh is just H-A-R-S-H.
Yes.
Okay, let me just... Okay. Yeah, I just Googled it really quick, and Dr. Carter Harsh is a neurosurgeon in Birmingham, Alabama. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the facility name of where you were diagnosed? Like
the
hospital name?
St. Vincent of Birmingham.
St. Vincent?
Mm-hmm.
Of Birmingham?
Yes. St. Vincent, Birmingham.
St. Vincent, Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Okay, is it called Ascension St. Vincent's Birmingham?
Yes, that's it.
That's it? Okay.
They didn't change the name. They're about to change the name again to UAB St. Vincent.
God, okay. Okay, let me see here. And then for the address for that place, I have, let me know if it sounds correct or if it does sound about right. 810 St. Vincent's Drive, Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Just got to confirm that address is correct. Okay, and then for that phone number there, I have 205-939-7000. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Jonita, have you ever had any prior cancer diagnosis?
Not cancer.
Okay, you've never been diagnosed with any cancer?
No.
Okay, got it. Now, do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you? Was it the same Dr. Harsh?
No, I think the doctor that treated me was Dr. Brian Larson. I think he's at St. Vincent's as well.
Dr. Brian? Larson?
Brian. Yes.
How do you spell the last name?
Larson.
You say RASON?
Yes.
RASON. Dr. Brian Rasin or Rasin?
I think Dr. Carter is the one that did my
Is he the one that treated you as
pranology.
well?
Yes, and then Dr. Brian Larson is the one that did my radiation therapy.
Okay, let me try to look up Doctor Brian Larson.
Larson.
Okay, yes, I see that he was also in Birmingham, so that does
Correct.
check out. Okay, yeah. Dr. Brian Larson, LARSON. And then was he located at the same hospital?
Yes.
The St. Vincent's of Birmingham. Got it. Oh, okay. Let me just copy and paste that information. And that is the same phone number. Okay. Do you remember the doctor that prescribed you any medication? Was it Dr. Larson or Dr. Harsh? If you don't remember, it's okay.
I don't remember which one.
Got it. Okay. No, that's okay. I'll just put the doctor that treated you, because most of the time when they treat you, they also prescribe you things.
Yeah, I don't remember which one prescribed me anything.
That's okay. Let me see in the facility name. What was the name of the hospital? The same address. And then the same phone number. Okay, got that. Let me see. Are there any other medical notes that you would like me to put on the file or not for now?
Not for now.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Now, Jonita, do you have a copy of the medical records?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Let me see here. Would you be able to provide them if the attorney asks for them?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So you don't have them right now, but you can go
I
to your
don't.
hospital and you could get them, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So now when you do get them, can you provide them by mail or electronically or both?
I could do it electronically.
Electronically? Okay, like an email.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then we do need an emergency contact to put on file. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that don't live with me.
Okay, and then who would this be? A cousin?
A cousin.
A cousin? Okay. Cousin. You can put anyone. It doesn't have to be a cousin just because I said cousin.
Well, she's my friend, but I just call her cousin.
Okay, I'll just put friend then. What's their name?
Rebecca Payne.
Okay, that is REBECCA.
Yes,
And then
Payne, PAYNE.
got it. Okay. And then what's her phone number?
205 230 1930.
Okay, you said 205-230-1930.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you happen to know her email? If not, I can just put down yours.
I don't. You could put mine.
Okay. Let me see here. Yeah, I know. I only know my email and that's it.
I know, right?
Do you happen to know her address?
I don't by heart.
Okay, that's okay. I'll just put down yours because I'm assuming you guys live in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay, got it. Everything looks good. Got it. Okay, looks like we are done with the questions. Let me just review this file with you just to make sure that I filled it out correctly before I send it to you for you to go over. Let me see here. Okay, let me see. All right, still there. Still there, Janita?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right, let me see. Okay, so Janita, for your first name, I have it spelled J-O-N-N-I-T-A. Last name is Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see here. For your address, I have 4523 Edwards Street, Brighton, Alabama, 35020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your telephone number is 205-563-4609.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your email is jonitacarson62@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then for your date of birth, I have 6/5/1993, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then your social, I have 419-411282.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, everything looks good. Got it. Okay, so now if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these files both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. And then you should see it'll say my name on there, Oscar at MassTort Strategies sent you like a DocuSign. Let me know when you see it.
I see it.
Okay, go ahead and open it up. You're going to see a link. When you click on the link, it'll send you to a website called DocuSign. Let me know when you pop up on that.
Okay.
Okay, so it popped you up on there. You should see something that consents electronic signatures and texts, if I'm not mistaken. And then after that, you should see a big yellow button that says start.
Okay.
Got it. Did you click on the start button?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, so now there's going to be a box there that asks you to draw your signature.
Okay.
Yeah, draw your signature, and then be on the lookout. There's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So be on the lookout for the difference. And then after that, you just click and it'll automatically pop up your signatures and initials. And then if you run into any questions, I'm right here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Then once you finish, you should see a big yellow button that says finish.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here.
Just give me one moment. I'm just reading.
No, that's okay. No, no, no. Take your time. I don't want to pressure you. Take your time.
Okay.
If you have any questions about what you're reading, I could help you out too.
Not right now. When if I come to something, I ask you.
Okay.